the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. It's Monday evening. It is going to be a long week. It is the kickoff of state tournament basketball, 6A, right here in the city of Wichita. I have these brackets for you, so. That way you'll know what games you want to go to. You'll want to know what sites you want to go to support your team. I know there's going to be a lot of good basketball action. I've looked at the brackets here, and they all look very competitive. From what I've seen outside of the 6A boys, the only team with the losing record is East High, and you can't even sleep on them. You cannot sleep on them. I mean, you know, I look at high school basketball totally different than college. You know, some of the pundits in college, you know, if you look at the landscape of how college athletics is changing and how it seems like everything is driven by the power conferences, you know, seem like the power conferences don't want the little schools, like the mid-majors, to be in the tournament. They want it to be all to themselves. That's what it would seem like. But that's what makes March Madness so beautiful, because you never know who's going to beat who. So let's look at the high school level of it. You don't get that kind of pushback when it comes to high school. A team like East High gets on the road, win their sub-state, and next you know they punch their ticket playing in the state tournament. Do they have a losing record? Yes, they have a losing record. But I guarantee you one thing that they don't have is they don't have a losing heart, as evident by how they went through their sub-state to punch their ticket. So everybody that's made it to the state tournament, I'll put it on record and say it like this, is worthy to be here regardless of what the record says. So you can overlook teams if you want to, but I wouldn't advise that. But I'm glad you're here this Monday. I'm kind of expecting a phone call, but if it doesn't happen, we will still get through the show, no problem. I'm just glad I can give you these brackets, let you know what games are being played, where, and when. I'm excited. I'm really excited. And when was the last time you heard me talking about my excitement for high school basketball? And I'm going to get into this, but I did this on my show, I believe, Saturday. I'm going to do it again today. I have to thank a couple of people for getting me back into high school basketball. Joe Jackson, coach of the May South. What is their name? I know it's not the other team, so I'm not going to even make that mistake, but May South. He coaches May South. I had him on my show, and he invited me out to a game. And I said, you know what? I'm going to come this Friday, which was the Friday I went. Well, that particular Friday when I went. And it's what happened. It was the rival game between them and Mays. The Mavericks, that's their name. The Mays South Mavericks. Thank you. Thank you, Brain, for finally kicking in. So I got reintroduced to the high school basketball atmosphere. And I'll continue to say this. I feel like I was around the Cameron Indoor Crazies from Duke 2.0. Their fan base brought the energy. Then we fast forward. Went to Derby. thanks to Coach Chadwick, who coaches the ladies' team. Had him on my podcast. And I was blown away by how his team played. And as if that wasn't enough, I seen his team play again at Mays against Mays Eagles. Now, by this time, I done got in contact with Coach Brett Flory. And if you hear pauses in my speech, I'm going to say this like I said before. I didn't go out there expecting to be a fan. I went out there expecting, you know, good basketball, you know, good podcast content. But now I come away with the image that Derby, their fan base, their coaches, players, it's all just one big family. And I am blessed. I can actually say I am blessed to be around that environment. Which is why come when I gave the scores on my other podcast, when it got to the Derby boys game, the game against campus, I almost couldn't get up because I felt like a piece of me went down with it. I'm just being honest. I'm being transparent. That's what Derby does to you. They get you on the court and they get you off the court. But yeah, kudos to, like I say, Coach Joe Jackson, Coach Chadwick, Coach Flory, for getting me back into the high school game, to the Derby community. I thank you for accepting me. And I plan on being at Coke Arena so I can see some good basketball action and continue to build on some relationships, make new friends. But what I want to do, and I know everybody already knows that the scores from Saturday, but you know, it is my, I make it my duty to give you all this information. It's called bring you up to speed to get to where we're at right now. So what I am going to do, like I said, I may get a call, I may not get a call. However, the show must go on. And I'm just going to look forward to having a good show. All right? Do my best to bring it. As we are looking here, let me see. Here we go. Scores from Saturday. Granted, this is on my other podcast, but this is my one that I really spend some time and detail into the getting you the scores, getting you some updates. This particular platform is my baby. I love it. I love the interaction I've been getting, and it's been great. It has been great. It's been a ride. Since I've been reintroduced to the high school game, it's been an enjoyable ride. And what I do, I enjoy doing it for each and every one of you. You know, I always say that this is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. And I used to always say without any data to back it up. Now I just leave it at this is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. You know why I can say that though? Because after I had Coach Joe Jackson on, even he said it in his tweet. He said the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. So we're going to roll with that, all right? We are going to roll with that. But here are the recap from the scores on Saturday, which wrapped up the sub-state. So the rest of these teams that won punched their ticket to the big dance in their respective classes. So on the boys' side, and I do believe this is all 6A, and all these scores that just might be linked in together, That way we can just kind of flow on through this. Once again, these scores here are courtesy of Mrs. Joanna Chadwick, who's been doing this forever and a day. And we say, Miss Joanna, we thank you for all of your hard work. Appreciate it. Don't know what we'd do without you getting these scores to us. But on the boys' side, Abilene knocks off Pratt by the score of 47-42. Beloit knocks off Nemaha Central 47-40. And I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around this, but Campus 46, Derby 45 in overtime as Kaysen Thomas hit the game winner with 9 seconds to go for Campus. All I want to say is to Derby, keep your heads up. Come back strong next year. Got a good group of kids there. Got a good group of players. Got a good fan base. You got good support. I know it stings right now because I feel like a piece of me is with you guys right now too. So don't ask me how that happened. But keep your heads up. Get out and support the ladies. Y'all still have a reason to go to Cope. Canton Galva 69, Solomon 65. Central Burton 62, Norwich 34. Cheney 57, Collegiate 47. Jackson Voth, there go that name again. Not only does he excel on the football field, he's also excelling on the basketball court and in the classroom. Had him on this past weekend. Great guy, great young man. Anyway, Jackson Voth had a game high 18 points, all in the second half of Cheney. Circle 61, Scott City 30. Conway Springs 43, Remington 32, Cunningham 50, South Barbara 48 in overtime, Ellsworth 45, Haven 25, Hugoton 73, Wellington 39, McPherson 64, Concordia 29. McPherson had 4 in double digits, Gabe Powell 16, Coy Mueller 15 points, 3 three-pointers, 5 steals, 4 assists, Kaiden Thompson 12, Owen Powell 11. Mountain Ridge 47, Ellison Lean 25. Opie 44, Madison Hamilton 35. Salina Sacred Heart 52, Bennington 45. Maxwell Ehrlich scored 15 for Salina Sacred Heart. Southeast Saline 57, Santa Fe Trail 51. Wichita East, and you gotta applaud them. Like I said, I believe they went like 5-15 during the regular season, but they got hot when it counted the most. So that's what I'm going to say. You can't sleep on them. Like I say, they may have a losing record, but they darn sure don't have a losing heart. But Wichita East 48, Wichita South 47. Manuel Martinez hit the game winner in East win. Heights 47, Washburn Rural 31. Chase Robinson led Heights with 14 points. Avon M. Boyle, I hope I pronounced that right, hit 3 threes and finished with 11 in the win. T.J. Williams had 10 rebounds and 5 assists, and Amalekai Wilkins had 12 rebounds, 3 steals. Wichita Northwest, 58. Mays, 52. Eli Benning scored a game-high 24 points for Northwest. Brayton Maivella scored 16, and Charles Sharp had 10 for Mays. Class 6A boys going to state next week will be Blue Valley Northwest, Campus, Mill Valley, Olathe North, Shawnee Mission Northwest, Wichita East, Wichita Heights, and Wichita Northwest. So there will definitely be a Wichita presence in the state tournament. Class 5A boys going to state next week will be Andover, DeSoto, Great Bend, Highland Park, Kansas City Piper, Capon, May South, Shawnee Heights. Class 4A boys going to state will be Abilene, Atchison, Baldwin, Circle, Fort Scott, Hugoton, McPherson, Rock Creek. Class 3A boys going to state, Beloit, Cheney, Ellsworth, Goodland, Riverton, Southeast Saline, Topeka Hayden, Wellsville. Class 2A boys, Conway Springs, Jefferson, North, Linden, Mountain Ridge, Plainville, Salina, Sacred Heart. Class 1A1 boys going to state next week, Bishop Seabury, Canton Galva, Central Burden, Clifton Clyde, La Crosse, Opie, Quinter, South Gray. Class 1A Division 2 will be Axtell, Beloit, St. John's, Tipton, that is, Buckland, Cunningham, Dighton, Lebo, Marmaton Valley, Northern Valley. So, here is what I'm going to do. I also have the girls pulled up their scores. So what I am going to do right here is I am going to take a break. And when I come back, I will give you the girls' score and where the girls will be going for their playoff games, for their state tournament sites. So stay tuned to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. This is your host and your conductor of the state's number one podcast, Anthony Smith. Be right back. Don't you dare go nowhere.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. It is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. Hands down, it is the number one with some of the best guests that you will ever have on a podcast. Coaches, players, you name it. And what makes it the best podcast, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas? Trust me, it's not me. But it is you, the listener, and most definitely you, the guest. So yes, that's why I stake my claim to the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. Also, in the near future, you know, I get these guests on here, but I don't give my guest a gift. So I am thinking that, you know, doing a t-shirt giveaway. Every time I have a guest on, I'll get the information. I will get them a shirt with A-Train Sports Talk logo on the shirt. I am playing around with that idea. I do not have a marketing team, none of that. This is all my idea straight from scratch. I will give my guest an A-Train Sports Talk podcast t-shirt. I'll be doing that in the near future. When you see these shirts, I may as well let the cat out the bag. These shirts will be for sale to the public. They will be, because you have to take into consideration the cost to have get the shirt, have it screen printed, whatever they do at those shops. I know where I'm gonna take it to. So. But yeah, my guests will get a free shirt for being on the train ride, and the shirts will be available for sale to the public in the near future. So just wanted to throw that out there, let you know what's going on. I did put it out there on X, and y'all know the rest of that. I'm not going to say all those words. It's a waste of words. We know what it used to be, so I just X, okay? But anyway, In that first segment, I gave you the boys' score and where they would be going. So now, I'm going to give you these girls' score. And like, it is very condensed. Not as many as the boys was. But anyway, Andover, 47. Hutchinson, 23. Beloit, St. John's, Tipton, 69. Piney Heights, 47. Bishop Carroll, 38. Hayes, 34. Carroll had four players with at least 7 points in the win. Cheney, 47. Neodache, 38. So it looked like the Cheney boys and girls are both trying to bring some hardware back home to match the football team. So wish them the best of luck out there as well. Eureka, 60. Maranatha Christian, 26. Haven, 48. Ellsworth, 39. Heston, 47. Halstead, 46. Hillsboro, 52. Moundridge, 26. Independent, 62. Remington, 36. May South, 40. Valley Center, 25. Congratulations to the May South girls team in their quest for a 5A state championship. Wouldn't that be something? Both the girls and the boys bring back trophies. That would be something. They might have to shut down the town of Mays and have a parade for them. It would be well deserved and well worth it. So wish them the best luck as well, too. Norwich, 43. Wichita Central Christian, 21. So here's how things are panning out. So the girls 6A, class 6A girls going to state are as follows. Blue Valley North, Derby, Manhattan, Olathe South, Shawnee Mission Northwest, Shawnee Mission South, Washburn Rural, Wichita Heights. Class 5A girls going to state, Andover, Bishop Carroll, Blue Valley Southwest, DeSoto, Emporia, May South, St. Thomas Aquinas, Topeka Seaman. Class 4A girls going to state next week, Andale, Bishop Miege, Clearwater, Fort Scott, DeBette County, McPherson, Ottawa, Wellington. Class 3A girls going to state, Cheney, Girard, Goodland, Haven, Heritage Christian, Heston, Silver Lake. Yes. Where am I at? Okay, here we go. Silver Lake, Topeka, Haven. Class 2A girls going to state, Eureka, Hillsboro, Hoxie, Independent, Riverside, Valley Heights, Wichita County. Class 1A Division 1 girls going to state, Centralia, Frankfort. Hey, how about Frankfort, a town I used to have to pass through? Norwich, Opie, Rollins County, St. John, South Gray. Class 1A Division 2 girls going to state, Beloit, St. John's, Tipton, Buckland, Hanover, Lebo, Marias des Singas, Northern Valley, South Haven, Wallace County. So there you have the scores from Saturday and the teams that are going to state. So now what I am going to do, I am going to pull up the bracket. Hopefully I can do that. I'm going to start with 6A. I may get through all this, may not. I'm going to get through most of what I can get through. Class 6A boys looking like this. Number one seed, Lawrence Free State, 21-1 versus number 8 seed, Manhattan at 9-13. That game will be at 2 p.m. Thursday. The number 4 seed Blue Valley Northwest at 19-3 versus number 5 seed Shawnee Mission Northwest at 18-4. That game will be 4 p.m. on Thursday. Number 2 seed Wichita Heights at 20-2 versus number 7 Olathe North at 11-11. That game will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday. And number 3 Dodge City 19-3 versus number 6 Olathe West 14-8. That game will be at 8 p.m. on Thursday. So there you have a rundown of the boys' game that will be taking place on Thursday. Now for the girls' game, they will kick things off on Wednesday. Olathe North the number one seed, Olathe North, at 22-0 versus number eight seed, Blue Valley North, at 13-9. That game will be Wednesday at 6 p.m. Number four, Washburn Rural at 20-2 versus Dodge, number five seed, Dodge City at 19-3. That game will be 8 p.m. on Wednesday. The number two seed, 21-1 versus number seven seed, Shawnee Mission West, 18-4. That game will be 2 p.m. on Wednesday. And I think I will be able to make that game. All right. So 2 p.m. on Wednesday, you have Derby versus Shawnee Mission West. Number three, Topeka High, 22 versus number six, Blue Valley, at 19-3. That game will be 4 p.m. on Wednesday. So there you have the start of the tournament schedule for 6A. I'm trying to think. Did I see Wichita Heights girls team on here? I don't see it, but I know they're in the tournament. So I am going to have to research and get some information because I don't see Heights girls basketball team on here, and I know they punched their ticket. So I may have to look at a different site. This site I'm looking at actually is the Salina Journal, which I probably should be going to Keisha's website. And I probably will pull that up because I want to get the right information out in the right start time and who's playing where. Hopefully this information I'm going to give you right here is correct as well, too. On the boys' side, Class 5A now, Cape and Mount Carmel. 21-1. They're the number one seed versus Topeka Seaman, the eighth seed at 15-7. That game will be 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Number four, Mays, 18-4. Versus Topeka Highland Park, 18-4, which is the five seed. That game will be 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Number two seed, Topeka West, 21-1 versus number seven, St. James Academy, 15-7. That game will be at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Number three, DeSoto, 18-4 versus number six, Blue Valley Southwest, 15-7. That game will be at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On the girls' side, you have number one seed, Salina Central, 22-0 versus number eight seed, DeSoto, at 15-7, 6 p.m. on Thursday. Number four seed, 19-3, Lansing will take on number five seed, Emporia, at 17-5. That game will be 8 p.m. Number two seed, St. Thomas Aquinas, 20-2 versus number seven, Spring Hill, 16-6, 2 p.m. on Thursday. And number three, Bishop Carroll, 19-3 versus number six, Andover Central, coming in with a 17-5 record. That game will be at 4 p.m. on Thursday, and these games will be played at White Auditorium on the campus of Emporia State University. So, what I am going to do right here, I'm going to take another break, and when I come back, I'm going to give you the rest of these brackets and classes of schools that are playing, and let you know what time their games will be. And I'm going to try to look up this 6A girls because something just isn't right. And I do not want to put no misinformation out there. So when I come back, I hope to have the right information, because I know Heights girls is in this tournament. I didn't see it pop up on this. So I'm going to go to the Keisha website and get you the correct information. So stay tuned on the other side of this break. This is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Don't you dare go nowhere. Stay seated until the ride is over.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the glass man?
Hey, glass man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the glass man.
Hey, glass man.
The glass man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, glass man.
Bring your vehicle to the glass man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Your host, your conductor of the state's number one podcast. It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, Anthony Smith. And at any moment, I should be getting that phone call I've been looking for. I did find the scores, and I am getting ready to bring in my next guest. This next guest I'm about to bring on board the train ride, he really needs no introduction. He has stamped his mark, not once, but now second time. And like the song says, second time around. And it doesn't get any better. I mean, he walks these hallowed halls at Heights High School. When he goes to work, he looks up, he sees banners that even he is responsible for. But he molds these young women and gets the best out of them, which is why they're playing in the state tournament. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, a legendary coach in his own right, Coach Kip Poley. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, I am so elated to have you on here. It has been some years since I went to high school basketball games, so this year marked the first year I went back to some games, and I was blown away by the high school experience. I'm an old man. I'm 56 years old, okay? So I'm no spring chicken, but when I went, I was first introduced by Joe Jackson. You know that coach out there at Mays South.
Yes, I do.
West side of town. Then there's another young man who has connections to Heights. He was under Lane Lord back, and I know you know that name.
Yes, I do.
And he's in Derby, which is Coach Chadwick.
Yes.
Which now brings me full circle to Heights, Coach Pulley. Coach, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just actually finished up practice and watched a little extra film after practice, trying to get ready for Wednesday. And we had a great practice today, so it went really well. And we're just getting one last day in tomorrow for prepping for Washburn Roll on Wednesday, and we'll be ready to roll.
And it has been a great season. You've had some players that got some individual awards. Tell me a little bit about the makeup of your team, because I know you have some star players, but they couldn't be the stars they are without the supporting cast.
Yeah, no, we have a great group of girls that it starts off with our guards. Our guards are kind of the mainstay to it. You know, we have Maya Mayberry, a senior, and then we have two juniors in Kennedy Jackson and Samaya Ellis. They kind of lead the show from the guard position, and then we have some great inside players with Jalea Manuel, who's a senior, and Heaven Gilbert. And then Zari Walker, who is Ayanna's sister, is doing a great job for us. She starts for us, too. And then we have a great group of young kids that come off the bench, and Terry Brown and Destiny Mays and Anaya Harris. So and then Hallie Clemens does, too. So we have a great bunch of mixture of, you know, we got some veterans and we got some young kids, and they kind of mix it up. And it's good, you know, to bring some of them young kids off the bench and let them bring some energy to the game, and then also let them, you know, get some minutes, because in the years to come, they're going to be the ones, you know, that are leading the pack then.
So in other words, the culture is pretty much already established. That way, when the upperclassmen leave, the ones that's coming behind, all they got to do is just carry the mantra. Now, tell us a little bit about your journey, because you've coached at Heights, then you took some time off because family is important, and I applaud that. You know, I get on KU folks because, so believe it or not, there's still some KU folks that are mad that Roy Williams left, and all the man wanted to do was go back home and coach and be close to family. So I applaud anyone that, you know, takes time away for family. So what was that time away like, though?
It was great. So my son went to Valley Center, and he became an eighth grader, and I told myself that, you know, I really wanted to be able to, you know, basketball at that time where I was at, I'd been just part of my sixth state championship and had, you know, we had, it takes a lot of time and energy, you know, I mean, that's, you're spending your summers doing it. You're spending 5 months of the season doing it. And even in the off season, you're doing other things, you know, that are around the country doing things I used to do. So I wanted to focus on him and, you know, the funny thing is he would come to practice with us all the time, and he got to be a really good shooter and everything, but he did not like basketball, and that was fine with me. So he was a football player and a tennis player, and I just followed him and did all that with him. And then we got to do things in the winter that we never got to do before, you know, because when you're a coach, you don't do anything in the winter. And
right.
So from my coaching in high school, or playing in high school, playing in college, and then coaching right after, you know, my winters, I never did any of those things either. So it was kind of nice to go do some things that, you know, I like to hunt and fit, hunt and stuff. So we went and did some hunting, never been skiing, did that, you know, stuff like that, that I never got to do before in the winter, that, and then spend time with him and just enjoy his football seasons and watch his tennis matches and, you know, let him enjoy high school and be there for him. So it was a good time that, you know, I got to spend with my family, and we did, you know, a lot of family things that helped make things better. And then, and it just, you know, you bond with your kid more, and, you know, I got to know him better in those years, and it was great. And we're closer for it now. So I don't regret any of it, but I, you know, it ended up being perfect timing, coming back to Heights. And, these girls have been great to coach. You mentioned about the culture, and that's one thing that I wanted to instill again was our system and the system that I have. And this year's been a lot of teaching, you know. I didn't know how fast we'd pick it up and how fast, and we're not near where we're going to be in the future, but we're at a level to where we can compete, and we're going to go compete for a state championship. So it's happened a lot sooner than I wanted to, but, you know, that's because of the girls and them working hard and doing the things that it took to get to where we are.
Right. I seen an article that pretty much kind of chronicled your time there before, your time away, your time back, but it emphasized how ready the girls were to embrace your system, because I know you've seen a lot of basketball in your time. You've seen the evolution of basketball, how the game has changed, how now analytics is taking over basketball. But there's a guy, and I'm pretty sure you know this name, Xavier McDaniel. That name sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
I talked with him, and he said analytics never played a game, never played a minute on the court. He says, nope. I know they say three is more than two, but old school wisdom say if you can get a close range 2-point shot,
yeah,
the higher percentage shot, the better the chances of scoring it will be. So what are some of the changes that you have seen in the game of basketball from the time that you stepped away to the time that you came back?
I just think it's, you know, like he said, you know, back in our day, we didn't care what it was, a two or a three. And, Well, even when I, until my senior year of high school, we didn't even have a 3-point line, so it didn't matter. but you know, I'm with him. You know, the analytics, they start putting all these percentages out there. I just want to run a system that we get the best shot we can, and we get good looks. And I don't care if it's a 2 or a 3. If it's the right look and the right, you know, the right shot, then we need to take it. I'm with Xavier, man. I mean, I know there's analytics out there, and there's all of them, and I follow a little of them, but I'm not one of those guys that breaks it down into analytics after every game as much as I do watching film and seeing, okay, here's what we need to work on. Here's where we're getting our shots. We need to work on that. Different things like that. And you do it individually with each player too.
Right. So now we move fast forward because we got to look at this tournament. And mm-hmm. I've had a chance. I've basically been following, you know, this side of the bracket. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much on the west side.
Yep.
And when I look at how it's constructed, I'm thinking, you know, some of the games, even before it get to the finals, and I know the ultimate is to get to the finals, some of these games could quantify as a championship caliber type game. Now, I may be jumping ahead, but I've been visualizing this pretty much all season. I've been visualizing a Derby Heights matchup. The only thing is about it, you guys are like right in that same bracket to where y'all win y'all's first game, y'all play against each other. And I'm kind of saddened by that because to me, that should be a championship type game.
No, I mean, yeah, no, I agree completely. And I've been in it long enough that once you get to this, all 8 teams there are going to be good, you know.
Yes.
We draw Washburn Rule, and Washburn Rule beat us this year. So so that team, you know, we're the 2 seed, they're the 7, but they beat us this year. So
payback.
it is payback, and we hope that it is, and we're ready for it. But there's a lot of great teams, and, it, you know, you can't take any game lightly. And you know, the way I've learned to teach my kids is every game's a state championship game because you just don't know which team is going to have the best night against you and which team matches up with you better. There's some really good Kansas City schools, you know, in Shawnee Mission South and Blue Valley North.
Yeah.
And in Shawnee Mission, you know, they're all good teams. So you're going to have to win 3 games and you're going to have to beat 3 good teams. So, I mean, some of my best state championships were us having to go through us being number 1 and playing the number 2, 3, and 4 teams just because of records, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you get those Kansas City schools where their records aren't near as good as some of other people, but they play a tougher schedule.
You know,
I'm not going to, you know, they play the St. Thomas Aquinas, the Bishop Mieges, and then, you know, they go across the border to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those teams have more losses, but that doesn't mean they're any worse. Once you get to this, you know, it's every man for himself, and we got to just come out. We got to play our best basketball, and you know, one team's going to come out with 3 big wins, and they're going to be 3, you know, well earned wins by the time it's over.
Right. And having played Washburn Rule, and you say that's the team that beat you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What type of challenges do they pose to you guys offensively and defensively? What is it they do that give you fits?
They're a well-coached team. Coach Bordewick is a great coach, but they have a Division I signee in Zoe Canfield at the guard position. She's a 2-guard that can stroke it from anywhere, so she brings that. And then they also have probably one of the best freshmen in the state of Kansas, Maddie Vickery, who is 6'2", long. She's actually the one that played the best against us the first time and had 25. So she was kind of a kid that part of the season that had good games but not had been going that well and had a really good game against us. So we've got a game plan of just, you know, working on keeping those two and then keeping the others, you know, at bay so we don't get beat by them. But it's going to be a challenge because they've got 2, you know, mid to high major Division I players on their team. So we're going to have to come to play, and it'll be a good one.
Well, here is my last assessment right here, because there's a lot of talent around this area here. And one of the things I kind of threw out on one of my other podcasts was an all-star game. And mm-hmm. you take the best players from the east side, the seniors that is, graduating seniors, from the west side of the bracket and pit them up against the east side. Let it be 6A, 5A, 4A, 3A, 2A, And I know one A has Division One and Two, but they can probably combine those.
Right.
And I would like to see something like that all under one roof. Has anyone ever tossed that idea about to you?
Well, they do play the KBCA All-Star Game, which is somewhat similar. They kind of take one or two of the seniors from each class and pair them up, and they go east versus west. But it's not quite what you're saying. A lot of the best, you know, a lot of the higher recruited kids in Kansas right now are all juniors. So that would even, you know, there's going to be really good girls basketball in Kansas for, you know, many years. But next year, there's, I mean, Blue Valley North has two girls getting high major Division I offers, you know. So there's a lot of really good players out there. And the KBCA does a pretty good job of trying to put that something like that together. But, yeah, I haven't really heard of anyone trying to just, you know, make a bigger deal out of it and make a big, you know, all-star game.
Right. I mean, that was just an idea that floated in my head. And I said, you know, let me just ask one of the coaches what they thought about that, because I would like to see, you know, on the girls' side of the bracket, boys' side of the bracket, all under one roof, just have a big, maybe a two-day hoop fest. Just
I mean, that's what you'd have to do. I think the KBCA tries to do the all-star game thing, and they do a good job of getting some of the best players, but you also get some of those players that, you know, their Division One coaches won't let them play, so you don't get the, you know, always the best players in there. You know, it's kind of like the football, the Shrine Bowl and stuff like that. But but no, it's Kansas girls basketball has been good, and it's still good, and there's a lot of great players out there, so something like that would be an interesting venue.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking out a few minutes of your busy schedule to hop on the train ride. I am honored. I'm elated. I'm kind of like a kid in a candy store, because you, in my book, you are definitely a Hall of Fame coach. If you haven't made it, you're on your way there, first ballot. I'll talk to some people to make sure that happens.
Well, I appreciate that, and I still got some work to do, and you know, I'm not finished yet. Hopefully, I can add a few more wins and maybe even a state championship or two more to the resume.
Well, you know, it's just something about that Heights. You know, I mean, that's what y'all do. I mean, even the time when they had y'all, this would be my last. I don't know if you was there at the time, but when they went to 5A, seemed like something just wasn't right. But since they've been back at 6A. It seemed like everything is perfect. Was there a difference between playing 5A and 6A that you know of?
No, I mean, just different people you play at the end. I agree with you. I like the 6A. I like being a bigger class and being in the highest class. And it felt wrong for the few years that we were 5A. But no, I like playing at the highest class with the biggest schools and competing against those and winning against them is hard work and it's fun. And, you know, and it's not like 5A is a joke either. You can go there and there's some really good basketball teams in 5A too. So, but it was different just, you know, being at Heights and always being 6A and then dropping for a few years. It did feel different. That's for sure.
All right. Well, now that was my last question. So I'm going to let you get back to enjoying your evening. I'm going to get myself ready for some dinner and get ready to go to work. But Coach, I can't say thank you enough for being on the train ride. And who knows, next time I'm talking to you, it might be state champion Heights High School women's basketball team. So wish you and your team the best of luck, and go do your thing, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it. And anytime you let me know, I'll be more than happy to come on and talk. Doesn't even have to be basketball. I can talk sports. So anytime,
right.
And I appreciate you having me on. So and
I appreciate you being on. We'll do this again soon, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Coach. Coach Kip Polium, what more can I say? And he sounds just as young now as he did years ago. Seems like he hasn't aged one bit. So now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to look at this bracket because something just didn't seem right on that bracket that I was looking at. So I'm going to go back up to the 6A bracket on the girls side, and here's how it looks. So number one seed Shiny Mission South 21-1 will be taking on 8 seed Manhattan High School 12 with a 12-10 record. That game will be Wednesday, March 6th at 2 p.m. So see there, that right there changes everything. I knew something was kind of off kilter. Then in the 4 o'clock game on Wednesday, you have Olathe South, the fourth seed at 18-4 against the number five seed Overland Park Blue Valley North High School, 18-4, and that game will be at 4 p.m. The 6 p.m. game will have Wichita Heights at 20-2 versus Topeka Washburn Rural High School at 15-7. And you just heard Coach Pulliam talk about how this team gave them some matchup problems and the team beat them earlier in the year, so they're looking to get their revenge. And then in the 8 o'clock game on Wednesday night is Derby High School Panthers at 19-3. They are the third seed, taking on the number 6 seed Shawnee Mission Northwest at 16-6. So run down to these scores again. You got number 1 seed Shawnee Mission South against number 8 seed Manhattan, 2 p.m. Olathe South, the 4 seed, against number 5 seed Overland Park Blue Valley North, 4 p.m. Wichita Heights versus Topeka Washburn, number 2 against the number 7 seed, 6 p.m. And Derby High School taking on Shawnee Mission Northwest. That's a number 3 seed against number 6 seed. And that is the late game, 8 p.m. And then on the winner between the Shawnee Mission Manhattan game will take on the winner between Olathe South and Overland Park. That game will be played Friday at 2 p.m. And the winner between Heights Topeka Washburn Rural and Derby Shawnee Mission, they will square off Friday in the 6 p.m. slot. And these games will be at Coke Arena. And of course, they have the championship game and the third place game, but we'll get to that when that time comes. What I am going to do, I'm going to take my final break. When I come back, I will give you the rest of these brackets, the correct bracket. And then we will wrap things up on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. So don't you go nowhere. We're not done yet. Once again, thanks to Coach KP, Coach Pulliam. Thank you, brother, man. Appreciate you jumping on the ride. Stay tuned. It is the HRA Sports Talk Podcast, the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. That's right. Be right back after a word from my sponsor. Need a haircut? Do like I do. Go to 256 North Topeka, Midtown Barbershop. Two seasoned barbers on staff. You have Malcolm and you have Tony. Specializing in bald haircuts, bald fades, mustache and beard trims. You name it, they can do it. That's right. That's Malcolm. That's Tony at Midtown Barbershop. 256 North Topeka. You may walk in looking like $5, but by the time they get through, you'll walk out looking like brand new money. That's Midtown Barbershop with Tony and Malcolm. Tell them the A-Train sent you.
And now, back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. This is your host, your conductor, Anthony Smith. And I told you this was the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. You don't believe me? What did you think about that last guest? That's why this is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas. It's because of great guests like, let me just name the role, Jackson Bolt, Kason Messenger, coaches, Coach Chadwick, Coach Flory, Coach Jackson, Coach Pulliam, and even some of the guests that I didn't name. You guys make this podcast off the charts. Great guests. Great guests make great podcasts. A great guest makes the host actually better than what he really is. Without them, there's no me. I mean, hey, I got to give credit to whom credit is due. And my guest is what makes this podcast stands out, in my opinion. That's why I come and say it's number one. I know someone's going to disagree. Someone's listening. They say, how come he keeps saying he's number one? Well, it's like this. You have to think highly of yourself at a respectful level. And I just think I got a good podcast. And like I say, it's not about me. It's about you, the listener, and the guest that comes on. So, as I said earlier, I was going to come back and give you these brackets, because what I saw earlier did not match up what I see now. And I know I gave you the girl 6'8 in that last one, but I want this to be a smooth transition. So we're looking at what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at class 6'8 girls all the way down to 1A. I'm going to look at the girls bracket. Then I'm going to come back and look at the boys bracket. So I'm going to start back over again with 6A. So if you heard it before, guess what? You're going to hear it again. Because I want to make sure y'all get this information. So we're looking at things starting off on Wednesday, March the 6th, with the number one seed, Shawnee Mission South, at 21-1, taking on number 8 seed, Manhattan, at 12-10. That game starts at 2 p.m. By the way, these games will be held at Wichita State University, Coke Arena. The manager, the site manager, I do believe, will be Tyler Good. You have number 4 seed, Olathe South, against number 5 seed, Blue Valley North. Both teams come in with an 18-4 record. They square off approximately, let's say these games will be approximately 4 o'clock. First game, we know it's going to start on time, but the next games, you never know, because it could, you got the throwing factor, like they could go into overtime. So these are approximate times. Then we have number 2 seed, Wichita Heights, 20-2, taking on the 7th seed, Topeka Washburn Rural, at 15-7. That game time will start at 6 p.m. And then you have number 3 seed, Derby, 19-3, against number 6, Shawnee Mission Northwest, 16-6. That game starts at 8 p.m. So we got the girls bracket. Now we're going to go to 5A and look at those brackets. In 5A, and these games will be played at Emporia State University, on the campus of Emporia State University, White Auditorium. And the manager there, Tom McAvoy. You have number 1 seed, Andover, 22-0, sporting an unblemished record, against number 8 seed, Overland Park, Blue Valley Southwest, 12-10. Game time, 2 p.m. Then you have number 4 seed, Topeka Seaman, 20-2. And actually, their games will be on Thursday, March the 7th. So, good. I'm glad I caught that. Thursday, March the 7th at 2 p.m. for Andover High School in Blue Valley Southwest. Number 4 seed, Topeka Seaman, 20-2. Number 5 seed, DeSoto, 19-3. Game time, approximately 4 p.m. Then you have the number 2 seed from right around the corner here, Mays South High School, 21-1, against the number 7 seed, Overland Park St. Thomas Aquinas, 16-6. Game time, approximately 6 p.m. And rounding out the night with the late night game will be Emporia High School, the number 3 seed, at 21-1. Against number 6, Bishop Carroll, 19-3, and that will be at 8 p.m. Now we go to 4A, and it shapes up like this. And these games will be held at Salina Tony's Pizza Events Center. Number one, Wellington, 21-1. And these games will start on Wednesday. Wellington, 21-1, the one seed against number 8 seed Andale High School, 14-8. Game time, 2 p.m. Number 4 seed McPherson, 18-4, against number 5 seed Ottawa, 17-5. Game time, approximately 4 p.m. Number 2 seed Fort Scott High School, 21-1. Going up against number 7 seed Clearwater, 15-7. Game time, approximately 6 p.m. The number 3 seed Shawnee Mission Bishop Miege, 19-3. Going up against Altamont Labette County High School, the number 6 seed, 16-6. Game time, approximately 8 p.m. Now we go to 3A, playing in the friendly confines of the Hutchison Sports Arena on the campus of Hutchison Community College. And that 3A bracket looks like this. Games will be on Thursday. Number 1, Silver Lake, 23-0 against Haven, 16-7, who is the 8th seed. Number 4 seed Olathe Heritage Christian Academy, 20-3, against number 5 seed Topeka Hayden, 19-4. Number 2 seed Goodland High School, 20-3, against number 7 seed Girard, 17-6. Number 3 Heston coming in with a 20-3 record, taking on number 6 seed Cheney High School, 19-4, and that game will start approximately at 8 p.m. Taking a look now at 2A girls, and let me back up. 2A, this game will be played at the Dodge City United Wireless Arena. And their games are as follows, starting on Wednesday. Leote, Wichita County High School, 23-0, the number 1 seed, taking on number 8 seed Blue Rapids Valley Heights High School. I know where Blue Rapids is. That's a little town I've been through. They're coming in with an 18-5 record as the 8 seed. So that's a pretty good bracket over there. As most all your teams over there is sporting 19 wins or more. So it should be a very competitive bracket in 2A here. Moving right along, number 4 seed Hoxie at 22-1, taking on Wathena Riverside, who is the 5 seed with a 21-2 record. Like I said, there should be some very competitive, closely contested games here based on looking at these records here. Number 2 seed Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan, coming in with the undefeated record of 23-0, just like Leote Wichita County, will be taking on number 7 seed Eureka County. That game will start approximately at 4 p.m. And rounding out everything, number 3 seed Hillsboro High School at 22-1 in the 8 p.m. game, taking on number 6 seed Wichita, the Independent High School, at 19-3. That was 2A. Now for 1A Division 1, these games will be at the Colby Event Center. And I am assuming, yep, that will be in Colby, Kansas. And their bracket looks like this. Number 1, Little River High School, 23-0, will be taking on number 8 seed OP High School at 18-5. Number 4, Norwich, 21-1, will be. And by the way, this game, most of these games will be starting at 2 o'clock. All the games starts at 2 o'clock, okay? So let me get that out there. Number 4 seed Norwich, 21-1, will be taking on number 5 seed Centralia, 21-2. And that game will start approximately 4 p.m. Number 2, Montezuma South Gray High School, 22-1, taking on Atwood Rollins County, 19-4 in the 6 o'clock game. And in the 8 o'clock matchup, St. John Hudson at 22-1 will be taking on Frankfort High School at 20-3. And they are the sixth seed. So there you have the 1A Class 1A Division 1. And now, Class 1A Division 2, which will be played at Barton Community College. And their bracket looks like this. Number 1, South Haven at 21-2. Will be taking on Almena Northern Valley, 12-11, the 8th seed, 2 p.m. start time. Number 4 seed in the 4 o'clock game, Buckland High School, 20-3, will be taking on number 5 seed, Hanover, 20-4, in the 4 p.m. game. In the 6 p.m. game, Lebo High School, 21-2, taking on number 7, Melbourne Maris Des Singers Valley, at 14-9, in the 6 p.m. game. And in the 8 p.m. game, number 3 seed Sharon Springs Wallace County 20-3 taking on Beloit, the 6 seed Beloit St. John's Tipton 16-5. So there you have all the girls brackets from 6A all the way down to 1A Division 2. Now we're going to look, yeah, this is going to be a lengthy last segment, but it'll be well worth it. That way you get all your information right here. We look at the boys bracket, and they will start in 6A. Their games will start on Thursday. As number 1 seed Shawnee Mission Northwest, 22-0, taking on the 8 seed with a 7-15 record, Wichita East High Blue Aces. I know some of you are saying, what? Yes, that's no typo. But he's caught fire at the right time. So I'm pretty sure Shawnee Mission did the only thing. I'd advise you to overlook East High. Don't do that. In the 4 p.m. game, number 4, Olathe North High School, will take on number 5 seed Mill Valley. Olathe North has an 18-4 record, Mill Valley 17-5 from that Shawnee area. Game time approximately 4 p.m. In the 6 p.m. game, number 2 seed Wichita Heights 21-1 taking on Wichita Hayesville Campus High School at 14-8, which is the 7th seed. Should be an interesting matchup. There are some key element players some key role players, but I know everybody's going to be looking for the matchup between TJ Williams and Andrew Burton of Wichita Hayesville Campus. So that ought to be a interesting matchup right there, as those two square off. And in the late game at 8 p.m., number 3 seed Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest 20-2 taking on number 6 seed Wichita Northwest at 17-5. So now we move to 5A. Of course, the same venue that houses the girls game will house the boys game in these respective classes. 5A looks like this. Number 1 seed with a 22-0 record, a team I'm very impressed with. I would square them up against some of these 6A teams, as a matter of fact. But number 1 seed, May South High School, 22-0 against 8th seed Great Bend High School with a 17-5 record. Number 4, Kansas City Piper playing in the... Wait a minute, hold on. Okay, yeah, they got this kind of backwards here. So, May South is playing in the 8 p.m. game. Kansas City Piper at 19-3 at 4 seed, taking on the 5 seed Tecumseh Shawnee Heights, 19-3 in the 8 p.m. game. Number 2 seed Topeka Highland Park at 21-1, taking on the number 7 seed Andover at 18-4, and that would be in the 2 p.m. game. And in the 4 p.m. game, Wichita Cape and Mount Carmel, who is the 3 seed, will be taking on number 6 seed DeSoto High School, 18-4. So you have 5A. Now we move to 4A. And it looks like this. Game time, Thursday, 2 p.m. kickoff. McPherson High School, the Bull Pups, 22-0. Number 1 seed taking on number 8 seed Fort Scott at 16-6. In the 4 p.m. game, Towanda Circle High School, 20-2, takes on Baldwin High School at 19-3. In the 6 p.m. game, Atchison, and they've been around a while. Atchison, that's a name that you kind of get used to hearing. But Atchison High School at 20-2, the number 2 seed, be taking on St. George Rock Creek High School, 18-4 in the 6 p.m. game. And in the 8 p.m. game, Hugleton at 20-2 will be taking on Abilene High School, 19-3. And that is your 4A bracket. Now we look at 3A. And it looks like this. In the 2 p.m. game on Wednesday, March the 6th, Beloit High School, 22-1, will be taking on Topeka Hayden, the 8th seed, at 8-15. Number 4, Wellsville, 20-3, will be taking on number 5, Ellisworth. Let me get this right. Wellsville High School at 20-3 will be in its 4 p.m. game taking on number 5 seed Ellsworth High School, 19-4. Number 2, Cheney High School, had the opportunity to talk to some of their players. Great group of young men, represent the community real well. Coming in with a 21-2 record, playing in the 6 p.m. game will be taking on Gypsum Southeast of Saline with a 14-9 record. And the number 3 seed in the late night game at 8 p.m. will be taking on, which is Goodland High School, 20-3, will be taking on Riverton High School, 17-6. And Goodland has a stud of a player. His name has just slipped my memory, but they have a stud of a player who is getting a lot of looks, and he's a force to be reckoned with. So we'll be keeping an eye on that Goodland team. Of course, like I said, the games that I mentioned earlier for the classifications, boys and girls will be played at the same site. So this one will be at the Hutchinson Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Kansas. Now we go to 2A. And it looks like this. Number 1 seed, Linden High School, 23-0. Getting things kicked off in the 2 o'clock game. We'll be taking on Conway Springs, the 8th seed at 15-8. In the 4 p.m. game, Salina Sacred Heart at 20-3 will be taking on Erie High School, 18-5. And they are the 5 seed. In the 6 p.m. game, number 2, Sterling High School, 21-2, will be taking on the 7 seed, Plainville High School, 16-7. And in the late night game, in the 8 p.m. game, and these games will be on Thursday, March 7th, if I didn't tell you that already, Mound Ridge High School, 20-3, taking on number 6 seed, Winchester Jefferson County North, coming in with a 16-7 record. Now we go to 1A, Division 1. Number 1 seed, Montezuma South Gray High School, 21-2, will be taking on number 8 seed, Canton Galva. And these games will be on Wednesday, March 6th, starting at 2 p.m. Let me back up. Montezuma South Gray, number 1 seed, 21-2, taking on Canton Galva High School with the 12-11 record, who is the 8 seed. Number 4 seed, Clifton Clyde High School, 20-3. Will be taking on number 5 seed OP High School at 20-3 also in the 4 p.m. game. In the 6 p.m. game, La Crosse High School at 20-2, the number 2 seed will be taking on number 7 seed Lawrence Bishop Seabury Academy, 19-4. And in the 8 p.m. game, the 3 seed Quinter High School, 20-3, will be taking on number 6 Burden Central at 19-4. And closing this out, Class 1A Division 2. And it looks like this. Number 1, Dighton High School, 22-1, will be taking on number 8 seed Morin, Marmaton Valley High School, 11-11. And that will be Wednesday, March 6th, starting at 2 p.m. In the 4 p.m. game, number 4 seed Cunningham High School, 19-3. Against number 5 seed Buckland High School, 17-7. In the 6 p.m. game, you have number 2 seed Axtell High School against 21-2 going up against number 7 seed Beloit St. John's Tipton High School at 14-7. And in the 8 p.m. game, number 3 seed Almena Northern Valley High School 21-2 will be taking on 6 seed Lebo High School at 16-7. So there you have all your matchups of all the state tournament sites and games that will be played, when they will start. So I hope you have found this podcast tonight very informative. That way you can get your traveling plans set. I'm looking forward to catching some games at Coke Arena. Possibly, if I can catch up with people, might even be able to do a slight podcast on site. That would be something different. This is actually my 300th episode, and I want to thank everybody that has helped me get to this point. I mean, radio stations I've worked at and one I will be working at, all you great guests that have been on, I can't say thank you enough. I'm keeping my emotions in check because it has been a long journey. This thing started back during COVID when I used to work at a radio station, and I was basically... there were restrictions that would not allow me to go into the studio, not even as a board op, and some things were changed. But that's where I got my start. I got my start. I can say it on here on my podcast. I got my start at KGSO Radio. Rick Thomas, still a friend of mine, even though we have our fallout over Dak Prescott. Me and him talking Dak Prescott like people talking politics that disagree. So he hasn't talked to me in a while. So I'm going to pray for him. That's what I'm going to do. But he let me come and sit in on his show. And the reason I'm going through all of this is because I've been taught that, you know, you should give people their flowers. So, you know, Rick was instrumental in me doing what I'm doing right now because the fact he used to let me sit in and talk on his radio show, which was called Running the Table. We moved fast forward. I started podcasting. And people were just crazy enough to like, yeah, I'll do an interview with you. I didn't have none of the stuff that I have now. I was doing it on telephone. Sometimes the audio from the other caller would come through, and sometimes it was a big old blank line. But things have changed. I've got me a little bit of equipment here, and the guests just... I don't have too many guests that turn me down, so that's why I come as I'm talking right now. And, you know, sometimes I may even get a little emotional. You know, I have no problems doing that. I can't say thank you enough because the young men, you know, some of these young athletes that say, yes, that sounds like something I want to do. They just don't know how that makes me feel because they don't know me. I'm someone reaching out to them on social media, but they seem to enjoy it. And as long as they enjoy it, I'm thrilled. The coaches that come on here, I mean, and this is the busy time of the season. They were getting their teams prepped up for state. Coach Kip Polium. I mean, think about it. He's getting ready to get his team ready for state tournament. And to take the time out, I can't say thank you enough. I'm indebted to just about everybody that comes on here. So I just want to just say thank you because my next endeavor, yes, I do have a full-time job, but I recently got a part-time job. I'll be working at KFH Radio. Some may be thrilled. Some may not be thrilled. But, hey, life goes on. It doesn't take away the fact where I got my start and where I'm at now. And all I can say is thank you for the new opportunity to Bob Lutz, Greg the Hitman Williams. Thank you for giving me a shout out. All you guests that come on my podcast, I can't thank you enough. And whatever happens after this and wherever I go from here, oh yes, I'm gonna still be podcasting. I'm gonna still be reaching out because I'm gonna get some of y'all on here after y'all wrap up y'all state tournaments, okay? But I just want to just say thank you because it means that much to me to have such great guests on my podcast and then to be getting ready to start working for a great group of guys here in the future at KFH Radio. And hopefully that doesn't diminish none of the older friendships that has been developed. So on that note, I'm out of here. I'm bringing this training to the station. I got to get ready for work. It's been a blast. Once again, thank you, Coach, for being on. And looking forward to some great basketball action. So get out and enjoy the games and support these young people. They need our support. On that note, I'm out.